So sometimes I wonder if I'm the only sane person on Earth, more this island, to be honest, because the British police have been at it again, telling you not to post.
Again.
Don't post that joke. Someone could get hurt.
Jokes are so dangerous these days. You just don't know what can happen.
Yeah, I'm not joking either. This has happened again. We'll start off by promoting something on lotusears.com, this being Blair's abolition of Britain, because is this scumbag's fault, and I hope he gets tried in The Hague for crimes against Britain. Don't care about Iraq. Who cares? I don't think anyone does, really. So, oh no, a million dead Iraqis? No one really cares, let's be honest.
I'm sure many Iraqis probably do.
Yeah, they do, but they don't count, because they're not British. Anyway,
okay.
Back to people who count, us. So, this is the police who decided to tweet this crap out and it rustled my jimmies. So this is Northamptonshire Police. If you think of a name like that, you take your job more seriously. You're not, I don't know, Manchester Police, Liverpool.
Oh yeah, that does have a bit of a negative ring to it. It's almost as bad as the Met Police, isn't it?
Northamptonshire. I'm one of the shires, don't you know? So I'm equally retarded. Out to drinks this bank holiday? Make the right choice. That offensive joke you were about to make? That touch you know they didn't want? Stop yourself. Don't do it. Get some help. Find out more at endingsexualaggression at itonlytakesone.org.bs. Hashtag it only takes one. And then there's some images that say, it only takes one comment to harass someone. Which isn't true. Physically not the definition of the harassment.
Offensive joke equals sexual aggression, according to Northamptonshire Police.
Cool. I mean, that's all I'm getting from that. It's just like, oh, that's a bit of sexual aggression from that joke, isn't it? Just the
Blimey.
Guy.
the amount of offensive jokes we tell in this office, we must be rife with sexual aggression.
I think we're actually not very sexual with our jokes, so I don't think it counts. I think you've got to be more in the realms of, cool, look at that, or something. I don't know, I don't do sexual
jokes.
The
phrasing seems to be strange because it implies that any offensive joke is immediately sexual aggression.
It is indeed. Actually, it just reminded me of that Stone Toss meme. It was just like, you know, black people don't like racism, and the guy goes, yeah, well, watch this. Goes to the black woman, I'm racist, and then she starts blushing. But hold on the conversation. So Carl over here at the bottom, top fan of the Northamptonshire Police.
Not Carl as in our Carl.
No, Mr. Hogan. Mm-hmm. decided to point out, well, that's not the definition of harassment, you dunce. eat some pills or something, because that's retarded. Like, the law is there has to be multiple instances of unwanted contact to qualify for anything being harassment.
The definition of harassment is something that is continued, isn't it?
Yeah, it has to be multiple instances. Multiple instances can be two. Mm-hmm. The statute does, you know, get to that point. One, no. Now, if I've just met you and I say, oi, love, good tits, not harassment.
I wouldn't try that one out if I were you.
Bit rude, perhaps. Sort of a strange thing in the morning. But
to be fair, these days, women would probably be like, all right, thanks.
No,
I paid good money for them.
Well, no, that's a good point, actually. Bet those were expensive. Yeah, they were. Johnson?
In the past, that would have got you a slap, wouldn't it?
We've got the definition, because, well, here's the Luke government definition of harassment. At no point are jokes included in the definition of harassment.
No way.
Because they're not.
Of course, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. local comedian arrested for what? Harassing his audience?
That's what people pay for. They pay to go and get harassed, which actually technically does happen when they do the audience interaction. But never mind. That didn't work.
I don't think it's harassment. That's good bands.
Well, that's... I'm joking.
Lovely Jimmy Carr stuff. People who haven't watched, go and look up Jimmy Carr. What's it called? Heckler put-downs?
Mm-hmm.
Gold. Absolute gold. anyway. We'll go forward. We'll go to the next one because there's some crappy website that they have. It only takes one. First and foremost, terrible website. What are you doing with my money? Stealing my money to spend crap on this. Just in general, crap website. But then also full of crap information as well. They say, in all caps, what is harassment? Okay. An unwanted touch, an unnecessary sexual comment, a look that lasts long enough to make someone uncomfortable. We've got the stopwatch out, have we? All of these are forms of harassment. No, they're not. Because if they're singular, they're literally not harassment, legally. So... The link from the police here is to not actual legal advice. Instead, made up, arura advice. Because if you don't have multiple forms of contact, not, you know, harassment. And also, jokes, not harassment. legally. So it's just fake news from the police. I don't know. Because if you go to the police's website, I mean, they, Northamptonshire Police, do list jokes as harassment.
Just making up laws now. It's like we are our own legislator.
Their qualification for why we believe jokes are harassment at this police force is the Equality Act 2010, Trust Must Grow. But if you go and click on the Equality Act 2010, the only bit that could even slightly be relevant here is the law saying a person A harasses another person B if the conduct has the purpose or effect of creating an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, or offensive environment for B. It's talking about workplace, obviously. Mm-hmm. And if you keep sexually harassing your colleagues, that'd be sexual harassment, wouldn't it?
It would indeed.
This was not intended to criminalise jokes, especially in the public sphere, funnily enough.
I think by offensive environment, it means it in the more old-timey sense, doesn't it? In that something is offensive in, like, it's against your sensibilities in the way that someone would say, oh, that smells very offensive.
Like you walk in the office and I slap your ass and I go, oi, nice ass.
Why are you repeating the conversation we had earlier?
Well, it would be if that happened. Of course, legally it didn't. Yeah, harassment. That's kind of what this is for, because it's kind of an offensive environment when every time I walk into the office, I get slapped in the arse. So, yeah. No, not for criminalising jokes, but the police have decided, no, that includes criminalising jokes now. Why? Because we eat crayons here at Northamptonshire, and now spending money on this crap instead. And in case you're thinking I am somehow misinterpreting all of this, they decided to make us a helpful video here. If you scroll down that, you have It Only Takes One, the YouTube channel.
It's unlisted, I see.
Unlisted.
Widely viewed as well, 262, I mean,
they don't even have a profile picture on this channel. I mean, I don't know if you can get the comments. I think I'm the only one who's commented on here, on this channel, which is just like, grow up or some crap like that. But anyway, let's enjoy the video and enjoy what sexual harassment looks like now.
Hello there, you all right, beautiful? Do you want a ride? I bet you do. You can come and have a ride with me.
Oi, look at her.
Yeah, stop being so boring.
Hey, you are beautiful.
Hey, look at her. She's asking for it.
Smile, love.
You're not even that fit.
It's just a bit
That's
of harassment.
Fun.
Looking good. You got a boyfriend?
Are you alright? Do you want to walk with us? Are you alright, honey?
Look at how spooked you made her by asking for the boyfriend.
I mean, that is a weird question.
It only takes one community to say enough is enough.
Harassment and sexual aggression are not okay. It only takes one community working together to make change happen.
Indeed, if you whistle at a lady, ask her if she's got a boyfriend, or say she is fit bruv, you've basically tried to murder her, so we're going to arrest you lads. Or ladies, to do that.
I mean,
oh, wait, no,
the things that they had
ladies
in there were a bit cringy, but I'm not entirely sure they should be criminal. I mean,
have you ever hit on a woman? Criminal? Remember, it only takes one attempt to find a girlfriend to make you a criminal. I'm sorry, but it's just like I was expecting something like, oh, I don't know, shouting, she loves being slapped, or I bet she takes up the arse. You
like
that
how
chant.
You became a bit Wiltshire on that last one.
So here comes Sergeant Angel. He takes it up the arse. I mean, yeah.
I don't remember that part of Hot Fuzz.
You know, that's the deleted scenes from Hot Fuzz. But yeah, that would have been something. Instead, we got this. I mean, this image here, taken from the still, where they write on the phrase, it only takes one tasteless joke to normalise sexual aggression.
But if it's a funny joke that is somehow sexually suggested, then it's fine, apparently.
It's also a crime. A crime in all. A criminal. Anyway.
Turned into Palpatine now. You're a man of many voices today.
That's Burnt Face Man.
Is it really?
You ever watched Burnt Face Man?
I have, yeah. But it didn't sound like him.
Anyway, but there's... I think it's man's... But anyway, but the point here being that one tasteless joke normalizes sexual aggression. I mean, I I know some women who would wish that, but that's no, it doesn't. It actually takes quite a lot to normalize sexual aggression, such as I don't know, people asking for it.
I think that
otherwise it isn't normal.
The notion of normalizing it, I mean, people have always been opposed to sexual aggression. I'm pretty sure
no,
you go back.
Plenty of people who are into sexual aggression. They just have their own little clubs, their own private lives where they have the sexual aggression.
That is true, yes. But in British society...
yeah, you keep it in the bedroom. It's my favourite law. I told you this. Prostitution. Perfectly legal in this land, this kingdom. The only part of it is you can't advertise it. You can be a slag, but don't tell me.
So the actual legal position is, you know, if I don't know, it's not a crime.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear about it. It's very Victorian. It's just like, I know they'll do that, but just, as long as they don't tell me. God, better life. That's what this is. Anyway, it is crap. It is crap. So I thought we'd check out the local police and crime commissioner, whose office is proudly put on this advert. Oh, look, he's a conservative.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say about that. Just annoying. We'll go to the next one, though, because the IQ of this island is indeed questionable. And I'm going to prove it. Because we have Dave over here. Dave Sunnersmith, who decided to prove Suella Braverman was lying when she said that, you know, there's illegals. You know, there's people who got nothing to lose. Might be more likely to commit crimes. Well, he's come out and said that that's definitely wrong. Source, ChatGPT.
An AI told me that it's wrong, yeah.
I asked the woke AI whether or not it's foreigners who commit more crimes than the natives, and the woke AI said no.
But if, particularly if they're undocumented, how are they going to be on the system? How's it going to be recorded? How are they going to know?
Well, we can do it pretty easily, actually.
Oh, really?
As the chap above him points out. Well, you could just look at the prison population and see who's foreign and who's native.
Simple enough, yeah.
Yeah. Funnily enough, doesn't agree with ChatGPT. What are you expecting? This guy here as well isn't just some nobody. He used to write for the Sunday Times and still writes for the Daily Telegraph. That's the person you're hiring. What does he do with his work? You literally ask ChatGPT to write it for him. There we go. We also just want to go to the Rainbow Civilization for a minute. I mean, just whenever I see this, I just think smug and brain dead. There's unironically a large part of our island. Like the previous example.
I like how the rainbow is kind of smeared on the walls, like someone had dragged a rainbow body up.
Can I make that joke?
I don't know. I don't know what joke you're going to make.
I'm not sure either. All right, we'll leave it there. I don't want to get shot for... Okay. Still a crime in this country to make jokes online.
Oh yeah, of course.
So we'll get the next one instead, which is just some news, which I found funny, just in case you thought I was joking about how brain dead our authorities are. The UK gave $166,000 to anti-LGBT groups in Uganda. Whilst putting up the rainbow flag at home.
The UK government's got a little bit of a schizophrenic approach. Just like, yes, considerable amount of money. Just give that to Uganda.
You may remember they were the ones who passed death to the gays recently before taking it back.
I'm not even sure it's...
fully rescinded?
Yeah, I don't really know what
it might
what
still
happened.
Be death to the gays.
It may be in some cases.
Well, you have the British government to thank. I'm not even joking. The details here are just that they gave over $40 million in foreign aid to anti-LGBT groups in Uganda. And when we say that, we don't mean, you know, normal people in the West who are like, I don't think transgenderism has anything to do with being gay. We're talking the traditional anti-LGBT of death. So.
$40 million as well, did you say?
Since 2014. So it adds up.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
Especially in Uganda. I mean...
God, I love paying taxes.
It's just going to be, if you had a breakdown of political spending in Uganda, the British government's anti-gay is going to be like a large slice of that pie, isn't it?
Be funny if, I don't know, the British ambassador to Uganda is just some raging homophobe who just hates gay people. Probably not, but anyway. We'll end this off with, I want to go and check out somewhere barbaric because I feel like their politics are more normal than ours and more sane. Even if they are mad.
That sentence makes sense.
So we'll go to Thailand. Thai conservatives vow to legalise sex toys in a bid to shake up the election.
Are their elections that boring?
It's the Thai conservatives who are on the march to legalise sex toys.
What a strange story. That's all I can really say about that.
I'll give you the deets. So a conservative Thai political party has backed the legalisation of sex toys in seeking its re-election. this would gain popularity. Reason being, well, money. We could tax the sex toys. It's illegal to sell sex toys in Thailand, and doing so can lead to a prison sentence of up to 3 years and a fine of £1,400. Because 3 years wasn't enough, I suppose. They also say there are other reasons, not just economic ones, to legalise sex toys. There are social ones, said the Conservative Party. Sex toys are useful because they could lead to a decrease in prostitution. I haven't figured out that one.
Yeah, I don't really know how that works.
And also, divorce could stop because the mismatch in sexual libido, and also it could lower sexual-related crimes, they said. I'm not really sure what he means, to be honest.
I'm not entirely sure how it follows. I mean, those are admirable aims, but I'm not sure...
Legalizing sex toys will stop sex crime. You know, most rapists are caused by a lack of vibrators in their lives.
I'm glad we finally solved it.
I don't know. But what I do know is I don't feel like I'm dealing with some smug, arrogant loser who's sitting there being like, I know best, and time to criminalize jokes. Instead, I feel like I'm dealing with a bit of a barbarian, but he's not insufferable. It's actually quite nice to have a conversation of, should we legalize sex toys? So, yeah. Even the barbarians sound less ridiculous than us when they're doing their ridiculous things. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this episode on the Mouse Utopia experiment. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.